Okay, so we're all thinking about lost things. Hands up if you've ever lost something. Okay, those of you who've got your hands down, I somehow do not believe that you have never, ever, ever lost anything. Well, the irony was I actually lost my church keys this morning. I've had about three different bags this week, and they were all obviously in the last one I looked, because obviously I didn't look any further. Usually it is my house keys, the church keys. But we're thinking today about how important are the things that we actually lose. So I've put a rope on the floor here in front of me, and I'm going to label it with the scale. So I've got those things which are not that important. Okay, so I'm going to put that on this end of my rope. I know you won't be able to see it, but it will make sense in a minute. And then I've got the things that are lost that are a little bit important. And then we've got, coming along the scale, fairly important, quite important, very important, and then the disastrous loss at this end. Right, this is where I might need a little bit of help if I've got some willing volunteers. I've got some hands up over here. I'm going to need about 9 people. So, right, okay, do you guys want to come out? Might need a few adults to help me out. Right, okay, so in my bag, envelope even, I've got some things that are common at going missing. We'll bring them out, and then I want you to stand on the scale where you think they go. So do you want to pull one out? What have you got? An important letter. Right, where's it going to go? Okay, it could be a letter from a doctor, the hospital, with an important appointment on it. Where are you going to put it? Okay, Sam pulled one out of there. What's that one? So a dog, a cat, or an other pet. Is that fairly important? We've gone for fairly important if we lose our dog or our cat. Go on then. Can you read it? It says a child or a person on a day out. Is that going to be really important? Or is it going to be disastrous if you lose a child? Maybe let's go up this way a little bit. That, I think, would be disastrous. I know how many times I've counted the amount of children I take on Brownie Pack holiday. I must count to, 15, like, so many times in 24 hours. What was that one, Mim? Car keys. Depends if you've got a car, I suppose. But house keys, a set of keys. You're saying not that important, but Mim's actually saying quite important, yes. Because they are replaceable. It's a bit of a hassle, but they are replaceable. Oh, well, there we go. See, logic. Anyway, take another one. Right, your phone.
Well, that's going to be quite over there because phone has some of the things that you need to...
Yeah, you see? He's got the logic. Do you like to choose one out of there? Depends who you are to whether it's disastrous. Okay, what have you got? Favourite item of clothing. Now, is that going to be important? Not that important, a little bit important, fairly important. Oh, you think, oh, quite important. Yeah, depends what it is, I suppose, if it was something someone gave you. A sock. Right, where is that one going to go? Not that important. Okay, right, I need 2 more people. Go on, Jeff. Umbrella?
It's a little bit important.
Okay. And John, what was yours? A purse or wallet? What are you saying? Disastrous. Okay, thank you. Yes, I think we've probably got them where I was thinking, but your ideas are obviously slightly different. But most things, I think you've got them in roughly where I thought they would probably go. Fantastic. Right, thank you very much. Do you want to just put them on the floor where you think they were? And then you guys can go and sit yourselves down. So I don't know about your households, but in my household, it is a common occurrence to lose things. And things go missing all the time. We have a pile of socks that have no partners. Some of you know that we have a bit of a love of Lego in our house, and it is a disaster when one of those Lego pieces goes missing. And like I said earlier, the amount of times I've lost my church keys, well, yes, let's just not say too much about that. But I do absolutely hate it when things get lost. I feel suddenly that something's not complete anymore. The missing sock no longer has its pair. the Lego set won't work because of the vital piece being missing. And the two people in our story today felt exactly the same. The man with the sheep got lost. He's no longer got a complete flock. And the woman had an incomplete amount of money. They needed to find them to make the set complete. As a church, and I'm talking the worldwide church, I think we're incomplete. There are too many people who are missing from us. There are people who have never heard the gospel. And as Christians, we're called to search for them and share with them the gospel. But where are they? Some of you know that alongside my job here at Christchurch, I also sell Usborne books for children. Don't worry, this isn't a plug for you to go out and buy all my books. It's not a sales pitch. However, one of their marketing tools is to think about your frogs. And frog stands for friends, relatives, occupation, who you see at work, or if you don't work, who you see week to week. Geographical, who are your neighbours, and your social, what activities do you do? Maybe we need to think about the people in our lives that fit into these categories. Who are your friends who've never heard the gospel, that have actually been your friends for years and years and years? You've probably got relatives who know you go to church, but have you ever had that conversation with them about what it means to you? I can say, hand on heart, I've got relatives who don't know the gospel, and I haven't told it to them. Thinking wider, who are the people in your job, your work, who you see week to week, day to day? Have you ever had that conversation with them? Graham shared with us passionately a couple of weeks ago about the conversations he knows he's not had, and I'm sure we're all sitting here today knowing that we've probably not had those conversations too. These people have never heard the gospel. And I'm at this point drawn to the verse in Romans 10:14, which says, "But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they've never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them?" Now, unfortunately today, we don't have time to go into that in more detail. But if you're meeting as a home group this week, I'd encourage you to spend a bit of time this week thinking about those frogs and how you will tell them about God. And don't just think about it in terms of actions. We're very good at doing actions. This is about words. I've slightly turned St. Francis of Assisi on his head there, but I do think this is about words. But of course, there's another side. What about those people who have heard, have known, and have wandered away? The sheep gets lost because it wanders away from the flock. Members of our church are not here this morning because they've wandered away. Another part of our family is missing. And with this in mind, I want us to think about the passage and what they did. So when I was preparing for this week, I just spend some time and I just read and I reread the passage. And as I'm reading the passage, I say, God, please just highlight some words or phrases or passages that you really think are key. And I love what comes out. I really do. It's always a surprise because it's never the words I think it's going to be. And the word that I read and stuck in my head this time was the word until. In the first bit of the story about the lost sheep, the shepherd noticed the sheep was missing and he set out to look for it. Now, in the story, there's no detail of how long it took him, what sort of conditions it was, whether it was night, day, hot, cold, raining, snowing, windy. Jesus says he searched until he found it. And it's a similar situation in the second story, but this time the word that I really felt God was saying was carefully. The woman was so intent upon finding that lost coin that she lit the lamp, She got her broom out and she started sweeping really meticulously and carefully until she found it. I was reading around the passage a little bit, and apparently the houses they lived in were really dark. So to keep them cool, they didn't have many windows, hence why she had to light the lamp. So she did everything she could. So when Poppy was about four, we were on holiday in Whitby. And we decided it was a beautiful day. I thought, we'll go to the beach. Now, it's a pretty busy beach. And Dan took Poppy off to the seafront. It was a little bit of a walk away. And suddenly, about 10 minutes later, Dan returned, minus Poppy. And I was thinking, oh dear, heart pounding, panic mode, scanning the beach to see if we could find her. After what seemed like an eternity, and actually it was probably only 2 or 3 minutes, I found her. She was pretty much in front of me, but the relief over me was absolutely immense. And we celebrated with ice cream. And when I think about that moment, the relief that I had found my daughter who I'd lost, I think, wow, how amazing must God feel when he finds and people find and come back into a relationship with him. Our Father in heaven aches for those lost children. And at the end of the passage, it talks about the rejoicing when those lost things are found. When the shepherd and the woman find those lost, that lost coin and the lost sheep, what do? They call their friends and celebrate together. They ask them to come and celebrate. I found what I had lost. Now, like I said, we were on holiday, so we didn't have any friends to rejoice with, hence the ice cream. But can you imagine how much it would have been great to celebrate? Jesus compares this celebration of the lost sheep and the lost coin to the rejoicing that goes on in heaven when one person who has been lost has been found. What an amazing party that must be. God wants to see his people who have wandered restored, and people who have never heard the gospel told. So who is it today and this week that we need to speak to? So let's just for 1 minute go back to our line. And where would we put this last one? Lost from God. Obviously God knows where we are, but the people might not know where God is and feeling very lost and lonely. I know for me, it's definitely got to go at this end. It is disastrous. It's more disastrous if there could be, because we've got person, wallet and phone in disastrous. It's worse than that. If there was another one, it would be further on. It is disastrous that these people have either wandered away or have never been told. So we're going to finish, well, I'm going to finish here, but with a little bit of a challenge to you all. Who do you need to talk to? Who are your frogs? How are you going to explain the gospel to them? If you're someone who has become a Christian recently or at some point in your past, but you didn't grow up as a Christian, how did that person who told you tell you, if you see what I mean? What was it about what they said that you went, something clicked and went, yeah, this is what I need in my life? And how can you then tell the next person? But if you've been a Christian all your life, think about, why am I still a Christian? Why is this so important? You need to think about that and share it with the people who are around you. So we come now to thinking about those people, and we're thinking about the fact that all these people are treasures to God. And if you've got a treasure chest, you put in it your most important things. So under your chair, I'm just going to hand over to Jeff for this bit.
This is your lost property ticket. And on the back, write the name of somebody you know who you would love an opportunity to talk to them about God, about how God can help lost people feel less lonely. And then I'd like you to, this is my treasure chest. I'd like you to come and pop it in the chest while a song plays. But before we do that, you might like to join us in singing the song Amazing Grace. which has the line, "I once was lost, but now I'm found." So we'll sing this, and while we're worshiping, you can think about who you want to write, and then after the song, come and pop it in the treasure chest. Lord, we thank you that you are the God of this city and of this nation, that you are king of all these people, and we offer these folk to you, and we pray that they might be found by you, both those who are seeking and searching because they feel lost, and those who have no sense of being lost. Lord, would you be their good shepherd? Would you guide them to good pasture in relationship with you? Amen.